Does it get that lonely over the studios? I'm sure it is at 5 in the morning when you're there.
It is indeed. And now it's dark, too.
Yeah, right.
We're losing our daylight quickly here.
That was the 70s, right? Gilbert Sullivan?
Gilbert Sullivan, yes. Very good. We were just youngins back then.
Yeah, very young, absolutely.
I was surprised we remember it at all. How are you this morning, Mayor?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine, thanks, Joe.
Good, good. How is the city doing during this time at this moment?
I think we're holding our own. Yeah. I think you know, I break it down different ways. You know, there's obviously the pandemic that has affected everything. And then so out of that, you know, we kept construction moving, so we still got a lot of construction going on, both municipal-related pipes and roads, building work, but also the private development, which is important, keeping people employed and the economy going. And then, of course, the school reopening is a whole other dynamic. And, you know, we have discussions about how to approach the senior center reopening. And there's just no easy solutions in this stuff. You know, a lot of issues I dealt with over the years, you know, maybe not everybody agrees on everything when you're making decisions, but usually there's a clear direction that people understand you're going in. It's just crazy stuff, and try to deal with it daily, and hopefully we'll get through it. I'm sure we will. Hopefully we'll look back at it soon and then laugh about some of it, but I don't know. I'm not feeling good about the holidays, that's for sure.
Well, I know I ask you every week, but any decision yet on the Christmas parade?
Yeah, I'm going to make it official. We're not going to be able to hold it. There's no question in my mind. Yeah. Both the parade as well as the Friday and Saturday night events. I mean, we'll still decorate. We will still have you know, lights and so forth up. I think the kids need that more than ever. The big kids too, not just the little kids. But I just don't know how we can pull it off. The numbers are going in the other direction, how do you social distance at a parade? And I'm talking about the participants. You know, you can probably make the argument for people watching, but I don't know. It's tough, but I don't think we're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. And
so I guess it's official. We've now informed Joe Catalano. Joe Catalano canceled Christmas.
Sure. Just call me the Grinch. I'm going to go down and lock the studio door right now. Be storming the station.
Oh, boy.
Does that mean the Santa jump, too, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I just don't see how we do that.
Yeah,
really,
well, that's
don't.
Phase four is parades and things, and we're nowhere near that.
No, we're not. And, you know, it's such a good event that whole weekend, you know, for the city and for people. It's just like such a great feeling. I mean, with all the stuff going on in the world, we need those events more than ever now.
Yeah.
That's the irony of it. But it is what it is, as they say.
Yeah.
So,
Ruth Jones, last night, the health commissioner, did tell the city council that she feels the city is in a good place right now. Little concerned about the uptick. Mostly in younger folks, though. She's not seeing it in the older population.
Yeah, and we're not seeing any major clusters like a school,
right,
or you know, which I guess is a good sign that people are doing what they're supposed to be doing as far as the social distancing and all. So, yeah, she's done a remarkable job, Ruth. She really has. Her and her team, I should say, also, and the school team working with her daily. You know, Rita Bailey and the nurses and, of course, the Superintendent Mulvey and the entire team, they talk all the time.
Right.
And then we get, you know, you get the, on the building side, Paul Hines' team, the Commissioner of Public Buildings, Kevin Murphy and all, but Dave Scott, who is our mechanical engineer, and has done a remarkable job, him and his team, making sure the exhaust systems and everything is working well, testing the CO2 levels in the schools. I mean, everyone's been working very, very hard on this to make it, you know, as safe as possible. With what we know, you know.
Yeah. How's Quincy College doing during this time?
Yeah, I'm actually due to meet with Dr. DeCristofaro, I don't know if it's this week or next week, but they've been doing, I mean, I think he's the right guy for the times. He's an amazing manager, works very hard, and he's you know, he's working at it, and I've seen some improvement, structural improvement, which it needs, but it's like the old saying, try to turn a chip, you know. It takes time. These things don't happen. You don't snap your fingers. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, so I think he's turning the ship. I think it's going in the right direction. We're seeing some positive activity over there. Catherine Craven and the board members have been very supportive. There's some new programs they're looking at. We're working with them on a potential new building, as we've talked about. So I think the future is solid. It's just getting through this difficult time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they had some challenges, as you know, before the pandemic hit.
Yes.
I think he's doing an excellent job. I really do. I think we'll be the place will be in solid footing within a couple of years.
Yeah, I think they're doing kind of a hybrid model there as well. Some
they are, and they, yeah. Obviously the online stuff's been more robust, and
right.
We get an opportunity to, you know, the kids that don't want to go away, and you know, if you're a parent, why do you want to spend $60,000 sending your kid away to school where they're going to learn remote from their dorm room? You know,
mm-hmm.
So I think that. If people realize the great economic value this place has, because they can then take those credits and move on to a four-year institution and come out way ahead of the game financially. I mean, I talk about this with even my kids and their friends over the years. You know, what's the, you know, obviously I got one in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. As he says to his brother, I'm not going to have any college debt, you know. These kids coming out of college, that you know, the debt's pretty heavy, and some of the salaries they're making, it's not great salary, you know.
Yeah.
So there ought to be a little more thinking on their part on the economy of Quincy College and what that contributes to that your college experience. Now, of course, the pandemic has messed everything up, so now's a good time to go to Quincy College. You're not missing out on a lot of stuff because you're remote in your dorm room anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know part of it with the kids is getting away from mom and dad, maybe a little partying here or there, and that whole social experience, but getting pretty expensive for that social experience.
Sure is, yeah. Can we talk trash, Mayor?
Sure. About anyone in particular?
That's a family show. Quite literally trash, though. I guess it's up in Quincy.
It is. It's funny. I was thinking. I was, talking to the Commissioner of Public Works, and I asked him recently. I said, you know, with people being home, with more online buying, I said, what's the trash looking like? And sure enough, it's up significantly. Hmm. On both counts, the regular, but I think we could be doing more on the recycling side. There's a lot of confusion on recycling, but paper, cardboard, clean plastic, clean glass, absolutely we take it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't take dirty stuff, a certain type of takeout foods that people got and left half the food in the dish, and, you know, that contaminates everything. We can't have that. And we can't use the plastic bags in the recycling either, but you know, and recycling's gotten more expensive, but we still benefit by getting it out of the stream, by saving on the tonnage on the disposal side. So it does make sense for us. So I know a lot of people are dealing with Amazon, and all that stuff comes in a lot of it comes in cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say all of it, because it comes in bags too.
Right.
Those bags are not recyclable.
Okay.
But the cardboard, please, cardboard, paper, clean plastics. And then, of course, the glass. Please, please, please. That's a good thing to do.
Good reminder. Absolutely. Mayor, I wanted to ask you about, I'm sure you're familiar by now, but the closure of Chickatobbit Road over in Milton and how that's impacting Quincy.
Yeah, there's a section of Chickatobbit and Wampatuck, as I understand it, and we're trying to figure out why the DCI has done that. We got the notice. Somebody has indicated to me that there was some drag racing going on up there that was concerning, and there was a death up there not long ago related to a car accident. So I think that's some of it, but I don't understand why we just wouldn't put some state police cruisers and, you know, monitor it. I mean, we have speeding on main thoroughfares. We don't shut them down.
Mm.
It did cause a problem for the West Quincy neighborhood that live at the end of Furnacebrook Parkway and those streets off of it, because you get people don't know it's shut off. They get up, they're backing up, turning around in people's driveways.
Sure.
It becomes kind of a mess. So I hope this is real short term, and they can get back to allowing people to cut through. And I mean, it is a nice, pretty ride, particularly this time of year as well.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So
it always was closed at sunset anyway with the gates there. So it was an abrupt change for sure without a lot of
indeed.
Notice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, Joe.
Bye-bye. It's your Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall updates here on AM Quincy.